Hi, Ty. This is Michael. Thank you for doing the pronunciation pretest for vowel and consonant sounds. And I think for the most part, you're in pretty good shape here. There are 4 or 5 lessons that you can probably focus on. I'm going to write these down. Lesson number 11, 12, 13, 16, 19, and also lesson number 24. Think you can work on those areas. And as you go through those lessons, really go through the sentence and the paragraph readings. And in those videos that you practice, you should be reading out loud with me at the same time as you go through the lesson. And maybe go through the video 2 or 3 times until you feel very, very comfortable making those sounds. All right, Ty, let's go to part B. I'm going to listen to your answers to those 3 questions. Let me download this to my computer. Here we go.
Hi, Michael. I'm now answering the questions. So
Okay.
first, what is your education background and your work history? Well, now I'm studying as a college student at Ch in China.
Okay.
In 2019, from January to March, I studied in the University of Washington as an exchange student.
Okay.
That school is the particular school who has a pretty high
I'll say school which has a high. Remember that use which to refer to things and who to refer to people.
Speaking standard. That's why I'm working on the TOEFL speaking with you currently,
Okay.
because I can't get no less than 26 to have a possibility to enter that program, that school.
Wow. Yeah, most universities don't have that high of a speaking requirement. Boy, that's difficult.
So I have ju as for the work history, I have just finished my 3 months internship in Aspen Motor, as known as the Chinese Tesla. My job title was human machine interaction designer intern. So my job basically was to design the interaction and the features in that giant screen in an electric car.
Okay.
I think it's pretty cool, and I love making products, and I love that my products could change the customer's life
Yes.
quality.
All right.
I want to be a
You're pretty comfortable speaking English. This is a good sign. You have pretty good control of your vocabulary and your grammar. Not bad.
distinguished de designer and talented designer. So I want to enter graduate school to further study in
This is telling me that you want to go to this school that requires 26. I don't think that you're setting your standards too high. It seems reasonable. I think with some practice, you should be able to get to where you want to be with your.
this specific area, this field. Thank you. And second question, why is it important for you to improve your speaking and
Okay.
pronunciation abilities of American
You
English?
kind of answered this question already,
So
but
as
this
I
is
just
good.
said, first I have to pass the TOEFL speaking
Okay.
and to reach a score of 26. That's the first reason I'm studying TOEFL speaking with you. And secondly, I really want to speak good English because now, English is really important. Basically, I am reading mostly English now
Okay.
because if you want to study something, you will find that materials written in English is always the best.
I would say instead of if you, if I, or if someone wants to. So be careful for TOEFL about using you. So usually the first person and the third person pronouns or points of view are more appropriate for the independent and integrated speaking and writing sections of the TOEFL.
And always up to date. And also I want to speak fluently in English because if I want to study or work future in the US, in the future.
You want to work in the future?
I have to, you know, be good at overall English. Therefore, I can better communicate with people,
okay.
And I can, you know, gain more confidence when I study or work. And so, and the third question, what do you hope to achieve in the course?
Okay.
So aside from the score of 26, I want to improve my pronunciation. I want to speak as a native speaker.
I think it's possible. You're getting close already.
Yeah, I want to improve my English level with you. And okay. I really appreciate your work, you know, on this TOEFL test. I noticed that you've really been working on this for a really long time, around 20 years. I appreciate that.
Yeah, more than 20 years. I've been teaching English as a second language since 1991 or two. So yeah, really going on about 30 years.
I want to thank you for providing this program, this opportunity for me to, you know, study with you. Yeah, it's, you know, even though we never met, but we can, you know, speak to each other. You can evaluate my speaking. It's quite great. It's very great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for joining my course. Tell other people about my course. Okay, so let's take a look here. The next step is I'm going to give you an intelligibility score. So you're in very good shape. You don't have many grammar, vocabulary issues. You could be a little bit limited with your vocabulary, just a little bit, but overall, you're able to communicate your ideas. I really paid attention when you were talking about your job and the computer screens, monitors, the electronics within the car, to see how you could explain that, and you did a pretty good job with that. I'm going to put you at about 5.1 out of 7 on my intelligibility score, or intelligibility scale, which means I don't think if you don't score 26, it's probably not because of pronunciation issues. You seem to speak pretty clearly, right? Now, your job, of course, is to go through these lessons, practice them. Maybe in 4 or 5 days, you can do the next pretest for syllable division and so on. That's a more advanced pronunciation pretest. Let's see how you do with that. Meanwhile, you need to start sending me speaking practice tests from anywhere on the internet. I don't care where you get them from, either from my website or anywhere else. And let's see how you do with your speaking practice test. And usually after 5 or 6 of these, I'll start seeing some patterns with your speaking. I can give you tips accordingly. Thank you, Ty.